"Do you know?" said the dragon, somewhat flattered, even though he did not believe a word of it. "Truly, songs and tales fall utterly short of the reality. O Smaug, the chiefest and greatest of calamities," replied Bilbo.
"You have nice manners for a thief and a liar," said the dragon. "You seem familiar with my name, but I don't seem to remember smelling you before. Who are you, and where do you come from, may I ask?"
"You may indeed. I come from under the hill, and under the hills and over the hills my paths led, and through the air I am he that walks unseen."
"So I can well believe," said Smaug, "but that is hardly your usual name."
"I am the clue finder, the web cutter, the stinging fly. I was chosen for the lucky number."
"Lovely titles," sneered the dragon, "but lucky numbers don't always come off."
"I am he that buries his friends alive and drowns them and draws them alive again from the water. I came from the end of a bag, but no bag went over me."
"These don't sound so creditable," scoffed Smaug.
"I am the friend of bears and the guest of eagles. I am ring winner and luck wearer, and I am barrel rider," went on Bilbo, beginning to be pleased with his riddling.
"That's better," said Smaug, "but don't let your imagination run away with you."
This, of course, is the way to talk to dragons, if you don't want to reveal your proper name, which is wise, and don't want to infuriate them by a flat refusal, which is also very wise. No dragon can resist the fascination of riddling talk and of wasting time trying to understand it. There was a lot here which Smaug did not understand at all, though I expect you do, since you know all about Bilbo's adventures to which he was referring. But he thought he understood enough, and he chuckled in his wicked inside.
"I thought so last night," he smiled to himself. "Lakemen, some nasty scheme of those miserable tub-trading lakemen, or I'm a lizard. I haven't been down that way for an age and an age, but I will soon alter that." "Very well, O barrel rider," he said aloud.